Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah.
Shirley's right about the mailbox. I don't do much skipping to the mailbox, but I do have family that goes out there and checks it. And this week got some good news that our health insurance for the entire family is still going to stay in place. We're not going to have to pay for it with the benefits not going to change. It's gonna, so that's a blessing this week that we weren't sure if it was going to happen, but the way things are going to flow, we're going to have coverage for the whole family. So I did the happy part. I just didn't do the skipping part, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Say glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to God. Y'all don't know that. Say let the people praise him, rejoice in all his goodness, and be thankful for all he has done. Tell the generations from the mountains to the valley, yeah, that his spirit is one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, it goes, for the Lord is worthy to be praised. His hands of salvation redeems us this hour. Woo! Just some stuff you pick up along the way. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Ain't it good to be back in the house of God? A heck of a way to start the work week. You know that? And that's an awesome thing. That's an awesome thing.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your way. And step by step you'll lead me. I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your way. And step by step you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. I will learn to walk in your ways and and step by step you'll lead me. And I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord Jesus, and forever we will sing. Hallelujah.
I have too. I've received several blessings this week. It's an awesome thing to be around kids. If you want the truth, ask a child. Just be careful what you ask. Yes, that little girl right there has blessed me so much here in the last 2 weeks. Little Bethany's Brittany. She's an awesome kid. She is. She sure does. But I tell you what, you know, I've not been around her as much as my kids have. And just to interact with her, she's full of life. And that's a reflection of their parents. It's full of life. So we have a job to do. And we need to bring a kid up in the way he or she should go. And to do that is that's from the Lord. That's the word. And I'm just grateful to people that obeys the laws of God. Amen. Amen.
She was talking about the mailbox, and she had no way to know about Cole's mailbox blessing or my mailbox blessing. Most of you know I work with hospice, and I'm in admissions. I'm the only admission person in this area. Somebody, God, decided all the missions people needed a 5% raise. So we went to the mailbox to see what it was. Everybody's was different for your education and experience and all that. So we got a mailbox blessing this week.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's good to get a blessing. You're right about that too, brother. But you know, sometimes when I pray, I don't receive nothing right then. And it may be a year or longer. But you know what? That don't change my faith. That doesn't change my faith. That makes me say, well, Lord, you know, it's your time. And this is what this is all about. This church has come full circle. It's our time. And that's the way that works.
I want to just get this out there in the atmosphere. You know, God is all about families. He started families. And he cares about everything that we go through. And this word is for somebody today that have children, adult children, that have made decisions that just like you're standing back and thinking, this is going to crash. Whoever that is for this morning, God says, I see the situation, and I'm already taking care of some things. And he said, the children that are involved in it, he said, I'm protecting them. Okay? And he says for you not to jump to try to fix anything, but he said for you to rest in his grace and in his peace. And he said, I see the end of the thing. And said, I'm just calling you to walk it out with me in peace and knowing that I've got it all covered. Amen. And he says, just to rest in peace and rest in my grace and watch me do a miracle for that child and all those that are involved in the
hallelujah.
Situation. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Ain't that awesome? Amen. Come on, church. We'll be right back.
are thinking of me. How you love me. It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. Are thinking of me.
it's even more awesome when we can say that God is a friend of mine. Amen? Amen. Yes, ma'am. Hold on just a minute.
Sister Shirley gave that wonderful word a few minutes ago, and I'm here to testify and give you all a testimony that God covers your kids. You know, 14 years ago, my daughter had a beautiful baby girl. And 13 years ago, she had another beautiful baby girl. But she wasn't making good choices for those kids. And Allie's father was a criminal, a drug dealer, armed robber, and a rapist. And he went to prison. And he got out this past November after 12 years. And he said he wanted a relationship with his daughter. Well, you know what he did, Ricardo? He disappointed Allie. He made promises he couldn't keep. He was there, he wasn't there. She knew what activities he was involved in. And she says to him, "You will not have my heart and you will not have my soul. I have a daddy, a good daddy." That's the first thing God did. He straightened my daughter out and he put a daddy in those girls' lives that love those girls more than their blood father loves them. And he set it all up. Well, now Davon, that's his name, he gets out of prison. And what does he do? Starts disruptions. Starts causing all this distraction. Trying to cause problems between Minta and Antonio. I want to tell you what. The grandmother and me want to go down there. And I don't care if he carries weapons. That's what he does. Because you see, the last time I have ever seen that boy, he was in handcuffs. And we had gone to court so that I wouldn't have to take Allie to see him in jail. And I went up to him, and he looked at me spitting. And he said, "Martha, I am not through with you yet." And I grabbed him by that orange suit, and I said, "Davon, have you ever come face to face with a God-fearing, praying grandmother?" I said, "You have." And you know what? I've never spoke to that boy since. But guess what? I am still that God-fearing, praying grandmother. Davon got arrested Monday night. He's sitting in jail on $200,000 bond and counting what he has, what they call on the shelf, left behind, and what he's facing now, he's probably gone for life. Good thing is he has to turn over his parental rights to Allie that he's held on to. But I'm here to say, every one of you all who has a child, you go up into the face of Satan and you say to them, "Satan, have you ever come face to face with a God-fearing, praying mother? You have now. And don't you back down."
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I do too. I do too.
Amen.
When you get moms angry and grandmoms angry, it's on. And that's a good thing, especially when they have the backing of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah. And that's an awesome amen. Thing. You know, to some that may not make sense. But unless you've dealt with certain issues to where that has to come out, you know, that's what it's about. It's about taking the authority that God has gave us over your problems. Amen. And that's what it's about. Stand up for it. Stand for it. Put your foot down, as they say. That's exactly right.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord some praise.
Christ, God's Son. of your name, the glory of your name.
Holy is the
Woo! Shirley, you got me stirred up about some of them songs I know. Good gosh, you just called that right on out, didn't you? Hallelujah. God is good, though, right? Yeah. Hallelujah. You know which one song in here we're going to learn? It says, I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to get my blessings right now. I'm going to get mine, y'all.
All right.
I'm going to get mine. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God is blessing us.
Yes, yes.
He surely is. Daily, daily, daily. You know, it's not been that long ago I didn't understand what being free in the Lord actually is. I mean, I know I cut up and act silly a lot, but on the flip side of that, I am learning, and it's a daily process. You know, when I first got out of, off of drugs, I had to learn to be me. I had to learn to be what God wanted me to be. And that's a process that we go through. You know, it's just not going to happen overnight. But I tell you this right here. I learned that when you get on your knees and you pray and you ask God for a specific thing, you're in line with the word. You'll watch it pass. It'll come to pass. And when we hit rock bottom, we don't have no way to look but up. I promise you this, you'll pray the right thing. Especially if that's what you want. And then that falls back on choices. And then it goes back in the further of a whole lot of other stuff I could get into. But the point I'm trying to make is that God is there for us. He is there for us. No matter what we walk through, he's right there with us. And I think that's awesome. You know that? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Church. We hadn't done this one in a while. Here I am, all I can offer, bowing down, you have my worship. Here I come, here I run, I need you. Like a child needing a father, without you, I'm empty and broken. Here I come, here I run. So I'm running to you, into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe. I'm running to you, and I won't pretend to be sufficient. I know how bad I need you. I'm running. I am reaching my hands out. Hear my heart, I pour it all out. Here I come, here I run. I need you. Light my path, lead me, I'll follow. My shield, my strength for tomorrow. Here I come, here
won't pretend to be sufficient. I know how bad I need you. I'm running to you. Into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe. Yes, I'm running to you. And I won't pretend to be sufficient. No.
Ready for a race. And after this particular part of the journey, being an animal having a mind of her own, she flipped over on me. And it just registered to me what I was doing on the way down. I was on my way to the Lord because I kept saying, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. On the way down, I know that I couldn't get away from her. And I remember everything. I landed on my back. And this horse was, I mean, she was just right on me. And I kicked out both feet. She landed on me. And she just grazed me. And instead of rolling away from me, she rolled over top of me. I laid there, and I couldn't move. I couldn't feel my legs. And all I was saying was, in Jesus' name, in Jesus. Oh, I kept saying that, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I was running to the Lord right then. That was just revealed to me. I was on my way to the Lord right then and there, unknowingly. But you know what? That's a testament of what good seed will do. Amen. That's a testament. We're all challenged with circumstances. That's daily. We can always run to the Lord.
Amen.
And I'll tell you something. You know, I can talk to the Lord, and I've never heard a bit of it repeated back. You know what I'm saying? Not being negative by that. Not being negative. Instead of repeating it, there's something done about it. Amen? There's it's being taken care of. But that's what I like. Yes, ma'am. Hold on. Wait a minute.
When the doctor looks at you and said the treatment that you're using is not a cure, and we don't know about the outcome, we look at him and we say, God is in control.
Amen. Amen.
He's in control. You done made that prayer, Mama, mad. That's right.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
We stand with them right there and right now. Amen. The devil, he's got to take his hands off my friend. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus thinks he's in control of all this. That's exactly right. Yes, God is in control. God is in control. Boy, I love that thing about that praying mama. That's right. That's right. You stand on that, honey. We're going to stand right with you. Amen? Yes, sir.
Pray in life works well, too.
Amen. Amen. I've got one of those, too. I've got one of those, too. Hallelujah. Here you go, Denise. Right here it is, baby girl. I can see waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of boats surrounding me. I can hear sounds of nations rising up.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome.
I can walk.
Come on.
Down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us.
There is nothing we can do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store.
We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in. Same power.
got to stand strong on the Bible.
Hallelujah.
We got to stand strong on the Word and strong in what we've been taught and what we believe. Amen? That's the way we have victory. In Jesus. He's the ruler. He is the all in all. The healer, the deliverer, the conqueror. Amen? It's all good, y'all. You just stand strong, baby girl. Your son will be just fine. That's my friend, and God's got this. Amen?
I want to say this. I saw a prayer request on Facebook, and if it's true, the same guy that did this song that we learned, Jeremiah, what's his name? Has been attacked with a, not a blood clot on his vocal cords, but something, aneurysm. Now, I tell you what, the authority and the power and you know, of the songs that man's given forth and has given the church of God, the devil's a liar, amen? And I just, hey, you know, no, we don't know him, and he doesn't know us, but we know the anointing that resides on the inside of him. Now, let's pray this morning for a divine miracle on his vocal cords. And Lord God, I thank you that the anointing destroys every yoke. And thank you, Father God, for that anointing going forth, touching him, restoring him, and making him stronger than ever before in his singing and in his ministry. And we just thank you that it's done already. And we agree with him in the name of Jesus. Everybody said,
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Brad, you're my friend, Brad. Me and you, you're an awesome cat. You're an awesome cat. And I appreciate your strength going through this. I sure do. I know it's tough for you, man. But I will say this right here. That greater is he
that is living in me. He's conquered our enemy. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapon prevails. We stand here in victory. Oh, greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all hear me? Am I on? Good. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.